people are very familiar with the whole Diamond Princess episode and all that kind of stuff, but never really got to the point of, you know, well, what happened to us after we got out of the hospital? And it was literally, I felt like we were in a spy novel, flying under the radar, because we got discharged and we were in Nagoya, so that's like 300 kilometers away from Tokyo. Nobody wanted us. No hotel would want us. So it was literally, you know, when we were finally to get our discharge papers, our princess care team basically said, we've managed to find you a hotel just outside of the airport. We've discharged a cab to get you there. Take everything off. Have nothing that will identify you as having come off the ship. Don't talk about it in public. No, don't do anything where you might be overheard. And then, you know, you're going to stay at this hotel. We've booked you two nights there, and we're looking to find you a way home, because obviously airlines didn't want us. And even Air Canada at that particular point in time wouldn't take us home. So we stayed undercover, you know, in this hotel where nobody spoke English, until they managed to find us a very circuitous way home using Philippine Airlines. So we were once we actually were able to leave the hotel, it was 30 hours traveling time before we were able to actually land in Toronto. And then when we landed in Toronto, they knew who we were. So they basically looked at us, pointed to the yellow line on the floor, and said, follow that line, and just basically to quarantine. And we spent some time there with representatives from the Public Health Agency of Canada until we were finally allowed to leave.